5.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, yeah, from Mike Adams to Brian Adams. Although Mike is showing some common sense where I don't know where Brian Adams falls in on this, but he says it cuts like a knife and it feels so right. I think he's on the wrong side of the equation, Brian Adams, our Canadian musician friend.
Mike Adams can sing, too. I'll bet you he could do that song.
Actually, yeah, maybe we can have him do a version of it for this next story. Welcome back. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got some good news on the hemp meds front. We're going to talk about CBD with Dr. John Hicks momentarily. But wait, first, oh, my gosh, this is the most absurd story that's got me just outraged and ticked off at the same time. I'm going, you know, if any women fall for this, I'm sorry. And I like to be nice. You know I do. But if you fall for this next story, I've got a name I'm going to call you, all right? Here it is.
It's not doo-doo head,
no,
is it?
No, it's not duty head. Not duty head
okay.
Today. We're going to do something. Right. It'll probably sound meaner. Lifesaver, so it says, the headline. Women with cancer genes should remove ovaries by 35. The argument from the medical pharmaceutical cancer industrial complex is that your ovaries are the cause of ovarian cancer, and if you have a gene mutation, BRCA 1, 2, 3, or 10, matters not. Just pull those little suckers out. You don't need them. God goof. Made a mistake. Ovaries, oh, they're overrated. Heck, the first two letters of ovary are OV for overrated.
Nice.
So
overrated.
Just remove them. Yeah,
it wasn't enough
yeah.
that we had Angelina Jolie out there leading the way for women to celebrate the ability to lop off their boobies.
Yeah,
right?
Self-mutilation. Angelina, she's going to be video promoting this, by the way.
Not enough. Now we got to go after the ovaries.
Right. The BRCA1 mutation in the news again. Again, completely ignoring the issue of epigenetics because of dunderheads like Dr. Ursula Matulonis of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, who says, this validates all of us who have been saying we need to remove body parts. How many years, Super Don, have I been saying, ovaries are us, drive-through body part removal service. Just come on in, we'll take them on out.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe there'll be some kind of franchise now that they'll start where you can run in and you can whack off the boobies and take off the ovaries, and who knows? What's next? I mean, how many different types of cancer are there? I mean, you can get all kinds of different cancer, right? Yeah.
Well,
so you're just going to start you might get melanoma, so please step over here. We're going to remove your skin.
Yeah.
I mean, what's next? This is crazy.
Skin-causing skin cancer. No, of course not.
That's it.
And we covered this with Dr. Rasha Bitar, all the cases of melanoma he's seen in his practice happening in areas where the sun don't shine. Again, because they lied to you about the sun as well. So more evidence of the lunacy among the experts, the authoritarians, the officials saying that cancer is caused by your ovaries, ladies, or your breasts.
They are actually saying that they are so impressed with this research that ovary removal should become standard.
Standard, yeah.
For anyone who has that BRCA mutation.
Is there any wonder I call it a dangerous death cult? And go back and listen to yesterday's Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar, where we pointed out that this is on purpose. I mean, yes, there are idiot lunatics in modern medicine who actually believe they're doing something good in this regard. But it, you know, as far as we're concerned, they're lunatics, dangerous lunatics, sociopaths as well, that they could do this with a straight face and a smile and say, yeah, well, we're doing you a favor by removing your body parts before those body parts jump up and cause you cancer. There's an actual picture of this 28-year-old, a beautiful young lady, Nicole Armstrong, and her father. They both have the BRCA1 gene. And underneath it, this is stunning. Get ready for this. You know, we talk about 80% success rates in curing cancer. That's pretty good because modern medicine has nothing close to that. And they're going to, refer to this term 80%. So get ready for this. The women who had their ovaries taken out lowered their risk of ovarian cancer by 80%, the researchers found.
That's because they don't have any wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Did they take out the wrong body part? How is it that...
Wait a minute. Well, no. Wait.
Yeah.
If you remove the ovaries...
Right.
Wouldn't you be lowering the risk of ovarian cancer by 100%? There's no ovaries. How can you get ovarian cancer if you don't have ovaries?
Oh, well, way to ruin their success rate on this procedure, Superdog.
What?
They're not going to hire you for PR. Pointing out the fact that if there's 20% of the people, they don't have ovaries.
20%.
They don't have
20% that got ovarian cancer with no ovaries.
What are they going to call it? Ovarian ghost cancer?
It's like phantom cancer,
right?
You know.
But the point of all of this, of course, is that your genes don't cause cancer. And the fact of the matter is, if you remove your body parts that might quote unquote get cancer later, you haven't eliminated the cause of that cancer, which once again is not your body part. Oh man, we got so many cures for cancer, and none of them are found in modern medicine, even if they claim it with chemotherapy. Because remember, even if they say, well, you are cured because 5 years. You didn't have a recurrence of the cancer. 5 years and 1 hour later, you get cancer. They still considered what they did to you a cure. And this is the same group of folks that remove 100% of your ovaries and only 80% of ovarian cancer is prevented. Somebody's got some splaining to do.
Somebody's doing something wrong there, right?
What is that? I mean, what about breast cancer? Is it really preventing breast cancer? Remove the breast. No. Angelina Jolie will be in the new Bryan Adams video, Cuts Like a Knife, and it feels so wrong if it must be said correctly and accurately. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little animated here, but how can you stop me from this when we're looking at institutions of so-called higher learning? Is it any wonder that I refer to them as medical degrees? When you have a story like this coming out promoting the self-mutilation of women. And women, I'm going to say this to you. Listen, my sense is that any of the ladies listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show do not fall into this category, so please don't be offended by this. But if you are a woman and you're willing to submit yourself to this mutilation procedure of removing your ovaries or your breasts because you fear, due to a genetic mutation that may not even be real, that you're going to get cancer, then I'm sorry. You're a moron. I'm not being nice, but how else are we going to stop this level of medical insanity? We're going to keep your breasts and ovaries by being nice to you? Susie, we're really sorry that you believe that your ovaries cause ovarian cancer. And that I just have trouble with...
It's hard. I know. I mean, it's like, you know, how do you package this into some sort of statement that even right. when you're trying to mock it, it's hard to come out with. Here's a question for you.
Go ahead.
Here's a question for you. Let's say at some point they discover that there is a particular gene mutation that is the cause, they determine anyway, of testicular cancer. Do you think we're going to see a fad starting?
I know where this is going, and I don't think, men can be morons, don't get me wrong, they can, but when it comes to holding onto the crown jewels, they're more than likely not going to buy a doctor telling them that their crown jewels cause crown jewel cancer later
on. Maybe we can get a celebrity we could run out there. I don't know. Justin Bieber today just got his huevos removed and is now starting a fad among young men that are afraid they might get cancer. I don't think it would happen.
The poster eunuch for testicular cancer. I don't think.
Why are women so?
Yeah, that's the question. It is the question. Ladies, let us know. Give us a call. Leave a message if we can't get to you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Why is it that you're what we call the fair sex? Sometimes I'd say the smarter sex. Right? Where would this fall in terms of men are pigs, right? We've acknowledged that over the years. But men are not as willing to relinquish their body parts based on a medical fear-mongering, like this so-called gene mutation. Ladies, is it that you look to men as authority and you're willing to submit to their authority? I don't think this is an appropriate way to submit to any authority. I don't think that you could find in the Bible anywhere God commanding women to sacrifice their body parts. It was the go forth and multiply, be fruitful and multiply.
Not fight for your ovaries, fight lady. For your
you
your,
gotta
your
fight
breasts, you
for
know?
Your right to have ovaries. What was that? What was that? That rap group that did that song? You gotta fight for your right to party. You remember
that's
them?
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah, because I think one of the Beastie Boys died of cancer. It would be strange irony
yes,
if it was testicular. I don't remember at this point.
That wasn't too terribly long ago.
No, it wasn't.
Ago.
But listen, I like I said, not picking on women, but women, I want you to stand up to the authoritarian men and authoritarian women who have abandoned their feminine wisdom to argue that women should relinquish their body parts. Now, I've got lots of things to say. We're gonna talk about pediatric issues with. We have a pediatrician. And we're going to find out if he's a good guy or a bad guy. If he's on this show, you know he's a good guy. But we're going to get into that.
Must.
Probably not a member of the AAP. But, look, CBD, I am such a big fan. And you know it's been making headlines. It's changing people's minds. CBD is making changes. Hemp CBD, that's the cannabidiol. It's legal in all 50 states. Remember that. You don't have to move. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And, as I said, it's making headlines this year. It's already considered a superfood hemp by millions worldwide, and it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. HempMeds PX, my favorite, world's most trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. HempMeds PX, it sees total body care as a necessity and not a luxury, and I'm with them. And that's why they offer their CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair and skin care, to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products.
They've got a whole product line.
Yeah, absolutely. And quality. Yeah. Quality begins with, of course, non-GMO industrial hemp cultivators grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. That's why we love HempMeds PX, where you're guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. Realize we can only scratch the surface on the many ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from HempMeds PX. And we're going to continue to do this, but the only question that I have for you is, have you had your CBD today? We're going to get to that and more coming up after this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Dr. John Hicks joins us next.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Inner Guidance, our divine birthright, a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ann Archer Butcher. InnerGuidanceBook.org is where you can find it and learn more about it. And we just talked about one of the most amazing, people are going to be scratching their heads and going, who is this Ann woman? How does she manifest an elephant at a high school in the remotes of Indiana? And then now your students have come out to see that it is real. It's not just a figment of your imagination. How did this all come out? How does this all fit together? What are your students thinking at this point?
Well, I tried to tell them, yeah, there is an elephant at this school. And, you know, they acted like, well, I'm not that gullible. I just want to leave. And they did. They were hungry. They were tired. And I said, no, you have to come with me. And they came outside, and when they saw him, they froze in their tracks. They were like, where'd you get that elephant? How did that happen? How did you make this happen? And I said, I didn't make it happen. But that is the way that inner guidance works. It's mysterious, and yet it's up to us to discern what it's all about. Well, one of the things the students and I have been talking about was that we manifest what we put our attention on. Now, I am still at a loss to think that I could go from, well, if I only had an elephant to feed peanuts to, and I actually had an elephant within moments, that could happen, and that's part of the spiritual law as well. That blows me away. But divine spirit seems to work in these big details and little details.
And I just want to say that if anybody's worried about the elephant, you actually, when you left out of town, you did find the little circus and you got to actually meet the man who was very concerned and also surprised that you knew about the elephant and had found him and he was safe.
Yes, you know, I had seen the pictures inwardly that he was telling me that he was looking for his person. And I had the students stay with the elephant once they came out of the class. You know, I gave them a little quick lesson on here's what I've learned to do and not to do so you don't get stepped on. And I got in my car and I drove in the direction that I believed the elephant was telling me and found a tiny little town with one of those circuses with the striped tent and everything. And I went to the back and there was the gray-haired man and I found him and said, did you lose an elephant? And of course he was thrilled. I was sure hoping that that elephant liked him when we got back, but he got in his truck and followed me, and the elephant was really thrilled to be reconnected with the man. So I was very happy. The elephant was fine. I was fine. But I had this beautiful day that I would never forget, mm-hmm. where I had gained so much in terms of trusting the universe and yeah. understanding that there can be an extraordinary approach to life if we listen. I was guided simply to serve that day, but by serving, I was given a gigantic gift.
Yeah, that is, to me, such a powerful message. And how many times in my life where I said, no, I would rather just, you know, fill in the blank than go out and do something that would serve others. And then by pushing myself beyond my level of comfort to maybe a level of discomfort to say, you know, I feel it's this important. I'm going to listen to that nudge. Spirit's talking to me. Let's do it. And what kind of adventure occurs that you couldn't have even predicted? I mean, I think your students must have thought, we got the coolest teacher ever.
Well, I think, you know, it's all about we can have the coolest lives ever. It's that adventure concept. You know, spiritually, I am an adventurous person. At this point in my life, I was studying the teachings of Ekankar, and once I stepped into this path and began to really try to harness my connection to divine spirit in a deeper, more meaningful way, the inner guidance became profound. And sometimes it was in these amazing adventures, like the little elephant story. But I'm thrilled you liked it, Scott. It's one of my favorites. I was hoping it would make it into the book, and I'm happy to hear you loved it too.
Absolutely. I absolutely love it. Love the book, Inner Guidance or Divine Birthright. I am just going chapter to chapter. And the thing is, you can open a chapter at random and read it, and it'll sit independently. Some people like to read it from front to back. I was just drawn, you know, it's kind of like using inner guidance. What chapter do I want? Open the book, and there it is. It's perfect for us to discuss today. Now, sometimes the inner guidance leads us to choices that can relate to issues as serious as life and death itself. And, you know, when we come back, we got a break in just a moment, Ann, but I do want to talk about these issues of healing. You have had some adventures in that realm as well, traveled around the world, and a particular story we're going to talk about at the other side of this break is that intense, and it relates to a child whose life is hanging in the balance. Many people out there have questions about what way should they go when confronted with these serious issues. So, Ann, if you're up for it, let's talk about the life or death in West Africa when we come back.
I would love to. That is another very beautiful story and very, very dear to my heart.
All right. Stand by. Back with Inner Guidance or Divine Birthright with Ann Archer Butcher right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright, is a truly intriguing, inspiring, and insightful read for anyone, regardless of their faith or belief system. This, according to Leading Edge Review, one of the reviews of this wonderful new book. Very inspiring. I like the vitamin L that flows through this, and we call love here on the show vitamin L. And definitely it is rich with that vitamin L. I appreciate you. Appreciate you so much. Also, throughout all of the ordeals and adventures that you share, and so many profound experiences, you clearly received inner guidance that was reliable, helping not only you but others survive and thrive. That leads us to one of the most profound, gripping stories of the many stories that you share in Inner Guidance. This one, a life and death story in West Africa.
Well, this story to me is one of the most precious because it took me completely unaware. Earlier in the show, you mentioned that there are times when we'd like to just chill and have things be all about us. And I was at one of those points in my life. I was very much involved, as I am now, in studying the teaching of Eckankar, but I've also become a leader, and I speak and travel around the world speaking about the teachings, but also about the spiritual principles, the background, and this concept of inner guidance. And my husband and I had just been to Nigeria. Nigeria was a fabulous trip. People had warned us not to go, but it was an amazing trip. Yes, it had its challenges, and it was extremely difficult, but it was practically magical. It was so amazing. And we had just left there, and we had arrived that evening in Ghana, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and we're preparing to go to bed, and our host gets a phone call. And that phone call caused her to come out and say, I am on my way to the hospital. There is a grandmother who's a friend of mine. She has her grandson with her. He's at the military hospital, and the baby is dying, and I've got to go at once. Now, I'm exhausted. I'm ready to hit the bed. Part of me says, oh, we'll be thinking of you, and let the woman go to the hospital on her own. But my inner guidance would have none of it. It was, you have to go too. And I did not want to go, Scott.
No. And this is what's distinct about this too, is that when we talked about the adventure with the elephant, it was a kind of a quiet, subtle, you should do this. And this is now more like a spiritual 2x4 saying, no, 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 you must go. It's stronger.
Yeah, it was a command that said you must go. And I knew my husband wouldn't want me to go over to this hospital because we had been warned right and left about what not to do and what to do. Don't eat this, don't do the water, stay away from that. Certainly, at the top of the list, had anyone thought we'd be fool enough to do it, they would have said, don't go into a hospital unless you absolutely have to, because imagine the things you're going to be exposed to. But the inner command was very, very clear, and I volunteered and said, Irene, I'll go with you. I'll go to the hospital.
Now, I've been to West Africa twice as well, and I've talked to the health care providers there, doctors, as well as had other doctor friends of mine go there. It's not like going into a Western American hospital in many of these settings. The things that happen there are shocking visually that you can see. And you're entering in this. You're probably not on top of your game. As you said, you're tired. You have all the reasons in the world to say no, to spirit even, to say, I can't do it. And yet you were compelled. You knew you had to. And this now involves the life of a child. My goodness, how this story evolved.
You know, there's a great quote in a book by Harold Klemp called Cloak of Consciousness that I reference in this story. And it said that sometimes our inner guidance gives us warnings. And a warning is not always for the apparent reason. It's not always for ourselves. It could be divine spirit signaling for us to be alert, to be aware, and that there's something important going on. And that's exactly what was happening here. When I got to the hospital, though, like you said, the conditions were dreadful. It was hot and humid and dirty. The air conditioning wasn't running, if there was air conditioning. And there were people even sitting and lying in the entrance to the hospital. There was blood. There was all manner of illness and injury. But the minute we got there, instead of staying outside as I thought I might just to meet with the grandmother and reassure her, I got the inner message that said, go in and take over.
Go in and take over. That's got to be a shocking message because I was instructed by my husband to stay outside.
Well, really, and take over. It didn't even sound appropriate, but it was as if a large hand just pushed me by the small of my back straight into that place, and I left the doubting little self outside the door because mm-hmm. It completely took over. The inner guidance was so clear and so powerful. because I believe, Scott, as you said, it was a life and death situation. Divine Spirit had really kicked into high gear. And I went into the hospital, and I met with the grandmother, and there was the baby lying in her arms. And that baby did not look like he had 1 ounce of life left in him. He looked like it was too late. His head was thrown back. His eyes were rolled back in his head. His arms were lying, dangling from his body. The respiratory system didn't even appear to be working. You couldn't see any movement in his chest. I hated to say, is he already dead? But that's exactly what it looked like.
Mm. I can't imagine that if you're looking at this situation. Now, you're not officially a doctor of any kind, although I know you know about homeopathy. We've shared stories, you know, mm-hmm. over the years. But still, you're in a hospital setting. This is not your environment, not in your country, and now you're being told, take over. What did that mean? How did that manifest?
Well, you know, the thing I did was ask inwardly for protection. I listened to the guidance, but I also asked inwardly for protection because I knew I was in a dangerous situation, not only for myself physically, but also what I was about to do. I am not a doctor, and so to go in and take over seemed absurd. But I asked for the protection and guidance that I knew was available to me. I've learned that in Ekankar. I know that we can ask for that guidance. And there's this ancient word for God, H-U. And I quietly began to sing that inwardly to keep myself in the right frame of mind so that I could be guided. I could really listen and pay attention despite everything that was going on around me. So I sang quietly and gently, inwardly, and I asked the grandmother what the baby had been diagnosed with, and she said, unsuppressed measles. And then they told her that she had to register the baby. Now, here's this child lying in her arms, almost comatose, and she's got to go in and start filling out forms, and I asked her, please give me the baby, and she gave me the baby, and she was no sooner out of sight than I got an inner command to take the baby through these big double doors that had on a sign that said no entrance and to walk right through there. And that's what I did. I took the baby in, walked right through the doors, holding the baby. I was approached by a nun who was a nurse there, and I asked to see the doctor. And when they asked me, whose baby is this? I didn't say, well, it's this grandmother's and she's in the, I said, this is my baby. And they looked at me, of course, this baby's a very dark-skinned baby. I'm a blonde woman, but I would not even entertain any doubt. And they said, well, all right, and took me to the doctor. By this time, the grandmother was coming back again, and we went in with the doctor, and I knew what was wrong with the baby. I got it inwardly, Scott, exactly what was wrong. And it was so odd because this is a land of malaria. Mm-hmm. And they're diagnosing this baby with measles. But I got inwardly, this baby is dying of malaria. Last stage, almost gone, dehydrated, starving. And I knew exactly what the baby needed. So
you got to tell the doctor directly.
Doctor was so exhausted, you know. He looked like he was on his last leg. He was dealing with so many things. And I said, gosh, you know, they said he had measles, but I think it's malaria, don't you? Wouldn't you say? I mean, look at him. I think he's been misdiagnosed, don't you think? And the doctor suddenly lit up and said, actually, I think perhaps you're right. But then I said to him, he didn't take any action. And I said, well, look what they've done to his arms. They've been trying to put IVs in, and his arm, his veins were just completely blown out. I said, don't you think he needs a preemie needle? I barely knew what a preemie needle would be. I obviously knew that must mean for a little tiny baby, and this was a toddler. But the doctor said, oh, yes, we could get that. And I found myself saying, and we need electrolytes. Could we get some electrolytes, please? And part of me was saying, what are electrolytes?
Yeah.
At the time, I barely even knew what that might mean. But the nun ran out and got this bottle and brought it back. And I said, I need bottled water. I need sterile water. And I need this. I need that. And they just started bringing me things. And I started treating the baby right there. and I opened his mouth and put one tiny, tiny drop of electrolytes on his tongue, put a drop of water following it, and immediately his eyelids fluttered. And the doctor ran out to order the preemie needle and an IV, and they took me to a little tiny dirty crib. The window was open, dust and dirt was blowing in, and I opened my purse and pulled out all those little sanitary wipes that you bring with you when you go on trips
right.
where things aren't clean.
Cleaned up the crib and made it a nice place for this baby to recover.
I did. And by the time they got the needle in that baby, I had the baby cleaned, the area cleaned, the baby full of liquids and electrolytes, and of course, you know, the ending of the story, he lived.
Yeah, and listen, had you not listened to the voice of spirit, and it was very serious, this baby would not have, because there was nobody there stepping up. So be ready for the call of sometimes you call it the call of soul, but the call of spirit, to serve in a way that you might not believe is possible, but I don't think there are any impossibilities when it comes to spiritual guidance. It's only, are we open to it? And
you know, the point you made at the beginning of the show and the next segment remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to be there. This
right.
was not something I wanted to do. This was something that I was very uncomfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we learn that when we follow our guidance and challenge it, yes, I really asked for protection. I asked for guidance.
Right.
I asked for direction. And I checked with the doctor, as you heard,
yes.
every step of the way. And yet later, what I discovered, Scott.
Wait, hold on. That's the cliffhanger. We're going to find out what she discovered. When you're called to serve, what will you do? And also this question, what do you wish? We'll be right back with Ann Archer Butcher and the book, Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I know you all want to read the book. I can't wait to get through the other chapters I haven't even read yet. Ann Archer Butcher, my good friend, she is the guest, and we're wrapping it up with some inner guidance, her divine birthright, her new book. What is it that you wish? We're going to get to that. But what did you learn? This was a life that you saved this child's life. You listened to the voice of spirit and went into some positions that were, to say awkward would be an understatement. And I'm sure people have been asked to serve in this way, and maybe they weren't willing to listen. I don't know what is the difference between that decision to say I listen to the voice of spirit or I don't.
Well, we learn to tune into it, and once it begins to prove to us how invaluable it is in our lives, we never turn back. That to me is the key. When we really, really connect with divine spirit, you never want to live a life that's any less than that. And this story is a perfect example, because when they came that night to put the name tag on that baby's crib, Scott, they put a name that you'll read in the book, Nat Houston. And I asked Irene and the grandmother, why did they put that name on here? Because I know that name. That was the name of a friend of my daughter's who had come to the United States. And they said, oh, yes, that's the same person. This is Nat Houston's son, who's also named Nat Houston.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. Here I was helping to save the life of a baby whose father, unbeknownst to me, was a man that I had met years before, thousands of miles away, as a friend of my daughter.
Incredible.
And now I've helped to save that young man's baby.
Beautiful. These are the kind of stories that you'll read in Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright, as I said. Quite an extraordinary life that you've led, but I think the inspiration is that we can all listen to the voice of spirit. We can all get or receive this inner guidance. So I think that's the biggest part of this. Not all of the issues are going to be as life and death as the story we just covered, but a lot of them may be impactful on your life out there listening. It's like, what are you here to do? What is your mission? What is your passion? What is it that you wish? And that's one of your chapters here.
Well, when I first learned about Akinkar, one of the things I learned was that there are these guides that are willing to help us, and I doubted it. I did not believe that that was true. Even if it was true, I didn't really care. I really wanted to connect with this energy, this flow. It's called the Ek flow, and it's divine spirit, really, and that's all I wanted. But I challenged it, and I asked these inner guides, these Ek masters, if they were real. I wanted them to reveal themselves to me. And I had a dream one night that you can read about in the book, that two of them showed up and asked me, what is it that you wish? And they were as real, Scott, as the desk in front of me right now. And I thought, well, I'll ask for a healing. I just had a baby. I wanted a healing. And one of them smiled and looked at me and said, go on. And no matter what I ask, he just kept saying, go on and ask for more. He was encouraging me to ask for more. And what a powerful lesson that was. I asked for a healing of my heart, my home, my family, my life, everything. And he just kept saying, go on. And ultimately, I realized he knew me better than I knew myself. And I learned a principle. I got inwardly that I had to surrender, that you have to trust that you were being taken care of, that you were being guided beyond anything you could ever imagine for this extra flow to come into your life. And so I said, I want you to please take and make the most of me, to work with me anytime, anywhere. I surrender to your guidance. That opened the door for amazing guidance, and I learned the power of surrender.
Oh, man, this is so powerful. I want to go on to every chapter with you. Maybe we'll have to have you back on again. I will say, no matter what your religious belief, spiritual background, this will add to your spiritual toolkit, because you can apply the things that Ann's talking about in your own life, no matter what church, synagogue, or mosque you attend. And that's
absolutely
the beauty of these stories, Ann.
Absolutely, Scott. That's what it's all about. These blessings are there for all of us. We are all great spiritual beings here to fulfill our own spiritual purposes. And it does not matter what our path is or whether we have a path. These are principles. These are spiritual laws. These are tools that are available to all of us and awareness that's available. It's our divine birthright.
I can't wait to get to the next chapter after the show today. I got to head up to Atlanta for the cancer conference that I'll be speaking at, and I will be having this with me. You know, your message, the things that you're learning, that you teach in the book through Inner Guidance, go to innerguidancebook.org. It definitely aligns itself with the message of this show, and that is what? That the power to heal is yours. Thank you, Ann Archer Butcher.
Thank you, Scott. There's a video there that I think people will enjoy at innerguidancebook.org. And thank you so much for letting me share today.
What a great show. Thank you for being here. We'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.